Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the official new home of WBEN. Download it today. Favorite WBEN and listen to us anytime, anywhere. News Radio 930 WBEN.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. The National Weather Service in Buffalo is warning of a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms today, with damaging wind gusts and hail as the primary threats. They note a greater risk during the midday and afternoon hours, and even greater possibilities in the southern tier. Josh Allen leads the way in an impressive victory against Carolina.
Tight end left side, here's the snap. Josh looks left, fires down the middle, caught by Tommy Sweeney at the 10, and he is knocked down. The ball comes out, but he recovers at the 4-yard line. They rule him down at the 4. A Buffalo first down, 25 yards. Josh Allen delivered a strike to Tommy Sweeney down the left side.
The second-year QB finished 9-for-11 for 102 yards and led the Bills to 2 scoring drives in the first quarter. The win improves the Bills to 2-0 this preseason, and they're scheduled to meet up with the Lions in Detroit on Friday. State Senator Rob Ort is now in the running for the New York 27 congressional seat. Ort joins fellow State Senator Chris Jacobs and Beth Parlato as candidates, and the incumbent, Chris Collins, has yet to announce his intentions. New York health officials have issued emergency regulations restricting medical vaccination exemptions for children attending school or childcare. We're currently seeing the nation's worst measles outbreak in decades, as the Center for Disease Control has counted nearly 1,200 cases of measles in 30 states this year. If you're heading to FanFest at Alumni Plaza, don't worry about the weather holding up the festivities. The Sabres say the event is happening regardless of weather conditions, and if necessary, they'll bring everything indoors. The FanFest is currently underway and goes until 6 o'clock tonight. Marty Baron says it will be worth your time.
Probably the most alumni we've ever had for an event, obviously being that this is the 50th anniversary of the organization, of the franchise.
I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Don't touch that dial. We're taking over the airwaves with Mr. Fitness Radio. It's time to get motivated. It's time to get inspired. It's time to rediscover your life. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Western New York legend, the senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
When my father was in his early 60s, he had a rather rapid decline in his energy and his physical strength. So he went to the doctor, he got a blood test, and he found that he was deficient in a certain nutrient. He began taking this nutrient, taking the supplement. He had a tremendous rebound and a surge in energy, and his strength increased again. What was this supplement that he was taking? What was this magic pill? Please stay tuned to Senior Radio Buffalo to learn more.
The WBEN First Alert Forecast. Rather cloudy, breezy, and humid today with a shower thunderstorm around, high 81 degrees. Tonight, an evening shower thunderstorm, otherwise turning out clear to partly cloudy overnight, low 68. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid with a shower thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon, high 84 tomorrow. Monday, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a shower thunderstorm possible, high 83. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm meteorologist Mike Lissini.
Right now it's 67 degrees in Buffalo.
Following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and this is Senior Radio Buffalo, an educational radio show devoted to our senior community. And you know what? We just have a lot of good information for everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino, your host, and of course, you're listening here to WBEN Radio 930, where our show is every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. So this morning, we're going to be talking about something that affects so many people, not only here in Western New York, but just around our country, and that is signing up for Medicare. And if you find it very confusing or you don't think you're getting the full picture, have I got some women to explain this to you in a way that you will feel very confident about. I'm speaking with the three women of the Clarity Group, and this is exactly what they do. They are Medicare insurance advisors. And this morning we have with us, we've got Lisa Olson, we have Karen Olson, we have Lisa Giancarlo, and Sally Steyer. And Sally, I understand all three of you women have been doing this for years, but just last year you partnered together to become the Clarity Group.
That's right. So the three of us have worked in this industry for combined over 40 years, and we always represented one company at a time. And we saw that you can't always have one company that's going to be a perfect fit for everyone. Everyone's needs are a little bit different. So we decided to partner up, form the Clarity Group. So now when people meet with us, we can represent a variety of companies, really delve into what they need, mm-hmm. and help them find the best plan for themselves.
And unlike other resources, you will actually talk about the national companies and the local companies and give everybody that complete picture.
That's right. So some of the companies that we represent are local to the 8 counties of Western New York, but we have some that are national, mm-hmm. so those can be ideal for our snowbirds and people like that want that national coverage. So we offer, like I said, a variety of options, and in total about 40 different plan choices, so we should have something for everyone.
Now, Karen, what I understand about your group is that you will work with people in their home, they can come and see you, you are all over the community. All people need to do is go to your website and find out where you're going to be so they can go and kind of get an introduction of what you folks can do for them.
That's correct. When we speak with consumers, we'll schedule an appointment with them and we'll ask if they'd rather meet in their home, in the convenience of their home, or maybe in our office or at one of our, you know, upcoming events in the community. And we just give them, you know, some suggestions on how to prepare for the meeting. Mm-hmm. Usually I give them a homework assignment where I'll ask them to write down the list of their doctors and their prescription drugs. And that just helps us, you know, when we meet to have the meeting go a little bit smoother.
Fantastic. As we get close to the beginning of the year, Lisa, we have an enrollment period coming up, the Medicare open enrollment. So how is this different from the last period that we called an open enrollment?
So the first period is annual election period, and mm-hmm. that runs from October 15th through and including December 7th, and those folks will be affected for January 1st. That's what we've just completed. And now we're into January 1st through March 31st. They have what they call open enrollment period, and that is something new to the Medicare industry this year. It was in effect quite some time ago, but they've reinstated it now. And it's just there in case maybe your life changes, mm-hmm. or you missed out on annual election period, it was an oversight or something, and you call us, and we can try to help you find a plan, but you're allowed to make one switch from a like-to-like plan.
Uh-huh.
So touch base with us. You can give us a call and or touch base with us in via mail or whatnot, and you can contact us, and we can go through those options with you.
Now, already for our audience, if you're saying to yourself, all right, this is the group I want to talk to, let me give you their phone number. They're in East Aurora. You can call them at 393-
We're in Depew.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're Depew?
Uh-huh.
I had East Aurora on your website. No? Okay. In Depew. All right. Sorry. Doesn't matter, though, because you cover everybody in Western New York. You'll go to them or they'll come to you. Go to claritygroupny.com or, again, call 393-3437, 393-3437, Monday through Friday and Saturday as well?
That's right.
Okay. Those are great hours. Let's talk about, Sally, there's a lot of people who are confused still about Medicare. And it's a good thing this is what you folks do, because you really can straighten it out. What do you think people are most confused about when they come to you?
A lot of times they're confused over, you know, what they need to have, what are the requirements that they have to have. There can be penalties involved if they don't enroll in, say, their Medicare Part B at the correct time, or if they don't carry prescription coverage. So sometimes they're not aware of what they need to have, and then, more importantly, what they want to have in their plan. So there can be a variety of options. We find some people will come to us and they're very healthy and they just want a basic plan, maybe with no premium, and they'll just take a chance and, you know, hope they stay healthy. And then other times people come to us and they have more significant health needs, mm-hmm. where we really have to delve into which plan is going to cover their needs the best, which one's going to cover all their prescriptions. We always want to make sure that it has the doctor network that they need, and the other benefits, like do they need a gym membership? Do they need dental, hearing aids? Are they traveling? Mm. So there's so many factors that can come into play. That's why we always tell people the worst thing they can do is just say, well, I'm going to take this one because my neighbor took it. Your neighbor could be completely different than you. So it's really so individual.
Now, Karen, you were saying that the national companies might be interesting to some clients if they travel.
That's correct. You know, we do have relationships with several national companies that offer, you know, a travel option for them. And we talk about how they can activate that option when they're out of the service area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask Lisa, the nice thing is that when people come in and they get to know you and they use your service, they may sign up for this once a year, but you're there for them all year. If they want to call and have a conversation with you, they have a question, they shouldn't feel, you know, like they're bothering you by picking up the phone and saying, hey, you know, I want to go over this again, or what did we say about this? And that's the nice thing about your service.
That is correct. We are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for our clients. We do try to take Sundays off, but we're here for you. And we have clients that do call us, because a lot of times they'll call, you know, they'll call their company and they won't get the answer they're looking for, or they'll be on hold for a long time. And it's tough. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's busy time. And if they can call us and we know them and we know their plan, we give them the answer quickly and easily, and they can come in and sit down with us if they have some issues about anything. And it's nice because and a lot of times we'll go to their homes and, you know, they just enjoy that, that, you know, bonding with
us.
Well,
you know, if you
they
think
just
about
like it,
your health insurance, it's such a personal thing.
It is.
And so you really do want to have a relationship with someone who's talking to you about something that means everything to you. It's how you're going to be treated when, you know, you have an instance in your life where you're going to need medical help.
Right. And they really enjoy that connection with us. Mm-hmm. They put a lot of trust in us to make sure that their health care is in place for them, and they're getting the most bang for their buck as well. They're understanding it much more, more than they thought they would. So
to realize that they only have to deal with one person. Mm-hmm. Instead of driving around to all the different locations to pick up information from all the different plans and companies, they come to realize that we can be their number one resource for all those materials and information. We can, you know, have access to the provider search tools for, you know, any of the companies that we're talking about in our appointment. And we just make it easier. Mm-hmm. And, you know, instead of picking up the phone and calling, you know, four or five different numbers, they can just call one number.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And who you're talking to? Well, actually, we are all talking to three ladies. You're going to hear all female voices here who make up the Clarity Group, Medicare Insurance Advisors. They'll work with you as an individual, maybe a group, maybe a company, and they can talk to you and work this all out so you understand. Sally, it's got to be very gratifying when somebody hears what you have to say, they can make their decisions and walk away and say, boy, I get it. You made this so easy for me. I didn't think I was going to get, you know, I didn't think I'd be able to navigate this as well as I did.
It is, yeah. And we all enjoy that. It's because especially when someone comes to us and they are just so confused and they've been hearing so many different things, And when we can sit down and clarify everything for them, I mean, we've had people that are just so grateful. They didn't know certain options were available. You know, they leave us, they're hugging us when they leave. Mm-hmm. And it really does make you feel good that we've been able to help them and that they consider us a friend when they leave.
Right.
You know, as far as, you know, we're there to help them. They know that if something comes up, we're going to be there for them. And it is. It's very gratifying. We all love what we do.
And we love it when they include another family member.
I was going to ask, if is it okay for people to bring an advocate?
Absolutely.
Oh, we encourage that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love sitting around the dining room table with, you know, a woman and her two sons and her daughter, you mm-hmm. know, and everybody gets to understand the plan that their mother is enrolling in.
That makes so
and
much
it
sense.
It just brings more clarity to everything.
I just love the idea that you'll come out to the house, you know, and sit down and have a cup of coffee and spread it all out. When that happens, Lisa, what do you advise people have ready, and about how long is that process?
Usually when they come in and meet with us or we go to their home, we usually give them, like Karen said a little earlier, a homework assignment. So we request them to have anything that's pertinent to their life. So a list of their doctors, a list of their medicines. Do they have other prescription drug coverage? Do they have coverage through an employer group? Any information that would help us help them navigate through the minutia of everything that we're going to sit down and talk about. And at that point, we can use our tools and navigate through everything, you know, and it takes about anywhere from 35 minutes to mm-hmm. an hour, depending on their situation, you know, how healthy you are, you know, what other issues you have. Are you getting injections? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? So it takes, you know, no more than an hour of our time and their time. We don't like to push it because we don't like to, you know, be there, overstay our welcome, but we also want to make sure that they understand everything.
Well, you're making it very, very clear for me, and I know our listeners are feeling the same way. Folks, if you need help with Medicare, listen, let me tell you, a Medicare open enrollment starts January 1st through March 1st. You may indeed want to contact the Clarity Group at 393-3437. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and this is Senior Radio Buffalo.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do, we'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
At Independent Health, we're here to make Medicare easier, no matter what retirement looks like for you. Our experienced red shirts will meet with you one-on-one at our conveniently located Medicare information centers. Here, we'll help you understand all of your options and make sure you're in the plan that's right for you, so you can enjoy retirement your way. That's the red shirt treatment. Visit independenthealth.com/Medicare.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
would you like to lose 20 to 45 pounds in as little as 6 to 8 weeks? Are you tired of all the expensive fad diets, drinking shakes, eating unhealthy processed food, producing little to no real results? Then you must try Slender Life Metabolic Weight Loss. Slender Life is new to Buffalo and the affordable answer to losing weight and keeping it off. Don't procrastinate. Call now, 913-1569. That's 913-1569. Or message us at BuffaloSlenderLife.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino. This is Senior Radio Buffalo. Great info for the generation who invented vinyl, the only way to listen to classic rock. Oh, yeah. And now we're happy that you're with us, and now we're happy that you're with us twice, not only on Saturday, but on Sunday morning as well for you early birds. And may I say, it's not a repeat show. It's another brand new show on Sunday morning with brand new interviews. So our interview this morning, I don't want to waste any more time, is with Suzanne from Touching Hearts at Home. Suzanne's business obviously is in demand because we have more and more people who are aging, and I'm talking about aging into our 80s, our 90s plus, who still want to stay in their own home, but maybe need a little help. And maybe the rest of the family can help only so much. Well, Suzanne's professionals who come in, the real Touching Hearts people, can help you out. So good morning, and it's nice to have you here.
Yeah, good morning, Linda. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, you have aides come on in at all different ages and all different experiences.
Yeah, we have them from 19 into their late 70s. So it's not an age thing, because mm-hmm. I've seen 20-year-olds or 19-year-olds who have had that, maybe their grandparent was in the home with them.
Yeah.
So they've had that experience, so it's just natural for them. And I've had people that are 50 or 60 that don't know how to take care of another person. So it's not, and it's hard to explain that to a client, mm-hmm. because the clients think the older they are, the more experience they have, but that is not true.
No.
It really is. Every individual caregiver that comes in and that gets hired by us, it's because they have that background of whatever sort to take care of you, you know. And we've had some great clients one is a home ec teacher, and so she's teaching one of our younger girls how to cook.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it's wonderful.
Match made in heaven.
It's
right?
A match made in heaven, because that she has the knowledge and she's imparting it, but she's also getting the help. So she feels like it's a give and take relationship,
right,
which it is.
And men can make terrific caregivers. We know, we've all seen men, some of them take very, very good care of their wives. They have that.
Yes,
they have
or
that
their
chip.
Mothers.
Yeah.
Or their mothers.
Exactly.
My husband right now is taking care of my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. He has that chip. He's just a wonderful caregiver, and he takes great care of me too. So, you know, when I come home tired, you know, he's there to you know. Men of the generations that we're talking about have such an openness mm-hmm. about being a caregiver that wasn't really acceptable at some point, because you weren't manly if you weren't
right.
taking
yeah.
care, you know, if you were taking care of, that was women's work. Well, now it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone has that ability to open up and to care for somebody.
And you might have a male clients who prefer another guy coming
yes,
in.
Yes, and then we have male clients that prefer a woman client, because mm-hmm. they're used to the women doing
yeah.
that type of thing, and
mm-hmm.
they can't see a man do it. So, but let me tell you, a male, female, we're open for anyone to come in and come work for us. course, as long as you have a caring heart and, you know, that you really have a passion for this. If you don't have a passion for it, then we're not the company for you.
And talk about flexibility, because it really depends on the client. But let me give you Suzanne's address. It's touchingheartswny.com, touchingheartswny.com, or give them a call at 898-8566. 898-8566. And if you're driving and you can't take this down, just log on to seniorradiobuffalo.com and you'll find the Touching Hearts phone number. Suzanne, as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing more noble and nothing more important than taking care of another human being. So in saying that, why aren't caregivers paid more?
Because everything is private pay. Unless you got long-term care insurance. And then when they wrote the long-term care insurance in years gone by, and I'm talking maybe 20, 30 years ago, some of them have grandfathered in companion aids. Some say health, home health aid only. So they don't include us. So they don't meet the requirements to have a home health aid, but they meet the requirements for us to be in the house. So what happens is that people don't see it as a necessity. Like when I'm planning, when I get older, I know that I'm going to need someone at some point to come in and help me.
Who decided it wouldn't be a necessity?
I think
the government?
I think people, when you're young, and
yeah,
even,
I guess.
Even in your 50s or 60s or 70s, you still feel like you can do anything.
That's true.
And then something, you know, you break a hip or you fracture something and it puts a little hitch in your giddy up.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you feel very, very exposed because you were out golfing.
Right. It's like, well, now what else can't I do?
Yeah. And so it's like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And then depression comes in because then you're depressed because you can't do those things.
You know, it's so true because I was just down visiting my folks. God bless them. My parents are very, very well. They're 89.
Oh,
my father loves to drive and he used to drive, you know, when he worked. He's always saying he wants to drive to Buffalo. And I'm horrified because I'm, you know, he said, yeah, I'll take the 81 and I'll take the 80. That's not even the way anymore. You know, you got the Garmin and you listen to the Garmin, but it's tricky, you know, leaving from their house because you have to always, well, it's a long story. But I don't want to tell him, Dad, you can't do that. I mean, I do discourage him, but you got to discourage them in a way where you're not breaking their spirit.
Right. And the way is, and what we do is there is a local hospital that has a driver's program for the geriatric driver's program. So if a doctor or your children or whatever think that maybe your skills are not quite up to it, you can go and prove them wrong.
I like
and
that.
Take the tests.
Yeah.
And make sure, because sometimes you may think that you're better at driving, or sometimes people may think that you're worse than you are.
Right.
But this program is wonderful. And we've had people that have gone that they really knew deep down that they weren't supposed to be driving.
Yeah.
And we've had people that really felt that they should. And some of the people that really thought that they couldn't drive, their skills were fine. And the people that thought that they were fine, they had no problems, they actually got scared when they did the tests, because they do take them out on a road course. So they actually got scared and said, okay, my car, I can't drive anymore. You know, but this is a way to go in and not have somebody just say, oh, you need to stop driving. This is a way for you to show yourself whether you still are able to drive or you can't. And it's a wonderful program.
It is a great program. Now, where do you get that?
That's at ECMC.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, here's the best thing. Let's just say you need somebody from Touching Hearts. Well, they come with a car.
Yes,
because I got to drive to your house. So again, that might be part of their duties. Maybe you have to go shopping. Maybe you want to go out for lunch. Jump in the car with them and go.
And that is on most of our people. We take them to doctor's appointments. We go shopping for them. We take them shopping if they want to go. We bring fish fries to them on Fridays. You know, when the girl goes in, she'll stop for a fish fry for them before she goes
in. That's fantastic.
All these things. We had one that loved Ted's hot dogs.
Yeah.
And so they would go and they would pick Ted's hot dogs up and you know, so there's all of these things that you still are able to do or have.
Yes.
When you have someone who help you. They're not babysitting you. You're an adult.
Right.
They're there to make your life easier so you can do everything you want to do. And if that's watching the ball game, two thumbs up. If that's going out with the girls or the guys, then great.
Maybe it's throwing in a load of wash.
Yeah.
You know,
and
bringing
and
it
not
back
going
up.
Down into the
right.
basement.
Don't
please,
down,
people, do not
anymore.
Go into your basements.
Right.
Younger people are falling.
That's
so
right.
It's much easier just to have someone do that and bring up, make your bed for you, and you don't have to worry about it.
Suzanne, I know of people who have gone through 3, 4, 5 agencies looking for the right people because they were so disappointed. They stop when they get to yours because you don't disappoint. You know what it's like to be a caregiver. You hire only the people that you feel have that tender heart for this. And I want to give people your address. Susanna's with Touching Hearts at Home, and her web address is touchingheartswny.com. That's touchingheartswny.com. That's for Western New York. And her phone number is 716-898-8566. That's 716-898-8566. If you're interested in becoming a caregiver and you think you have the qualities, give a call. If you believe that Suzanne's got someone who you need in your home, by all means, go ahead and give them a call. You will not be disappointed. My name is Linda Pellegrino, and I'm here along with Joe Danisco, our executive producer. So please join us for some great information for seniors every Sunday at 6:30 right here on WBEN.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking.
From the WB.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
EN Newsroom, I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. Be aware, as the National Weather Service in Buffalo says there's a marginal chance for strong to severe weather across western New York today, and they note there's an even greater risk in the southern tier. The Bills cruise to a victory over the Carolina Panthers 27-14 in a game that ended closer than it really should have. Josh Allen led the way, going 9-for-11 for 102 yards passing, and Buffalo improves to 2-0 this preseason. State Senator Rob Ort is now in the running for the New York 27 congressional seat. Ort joins fellow State Senator Chris Jacobs and Beth Parlato as candidates, and the incumbent Chris Collins has yet to announce his intentions. The Sabres say that FanFest is happening today regardless of weather conditions. The festivities will go until 6 o'clock tonight, and if necessary, everything will come indoors. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Earlier, I spoke about a supplement that proved to be a miracle, quickly restoring my father's energy and strength. Yep, just one missing nutritional component had placed his health and his well-being in jeopardy. What was that missing component? I'll tell you what it is. It's vitamin B12. The question might be, how did my father become vitamin B12 deficient? The answer to that question is, he was getting older. Well, wait a minute. What has that got to do with becoming nutrient deficient? Well, how many times have you heard on the news about the older person they found who was suffering from malnutrition? Could that be because that person wasn't eating enough food? Probably not. As we get older, our bodily functions, like the digestive process, tend to become less efficient and ultimately fail to absorb certain vitamins, minerals, and proteins. One of the first things of the declining digestive system is the inability to digest and absorb vitamin B12. This is important. Vitamin B12 deficiency can be a direct cause of loss of energy and strength and is often the root cause for depression in older people. I would strongly recommend that anyone experiencing declining energy, declining strength, feelings of depression, get a blood test to check your B12 vitamin level. If you are deficient, then B12 supplementation could be your miracle pill. One more important thing. If you have any questions about the senior services offered by Erie County, call New York Connects at 716-858-8526. That's 716-858-8526.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino. You are listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, an educational show devoted to our active senior community. And we are thrilled that you're with us once again. And we are thrilled to be bringing you some guests with some wonderful information, especially if you're up in the Amherst area. And you don't even have to live in Amherst to take advantage of this. But we are so thrilled to be talking with ladies from the Amherst Center for Senior Services. And wait till you find out all the things that you can do at just about any time. We want to thank Independent Health because you know what? They are bringing us our Senior Center segments. We have over 50 in Erie County, which is amazing. And I have to say, I really believe that the Amherst Senior Center, girls, you work so hard to lead the way. So let me introduce who everybody is. In studio, we have Christina Jensen, who is the PR coordinator, Melissa Abel, who is our senior program coordinator, Angela Jones, case social worker. So ladies, welcome to Senior Radio, and boy, do we have people who are interested in what you've got to say.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. We're happy to have you here. Let's start with the basics. Christina, why don't you tell us who you are? Who is the Amherst Center for Senior Services?
Well, the Amherst Center for Senior Services is an organization, and we're dedicated to the health and livelihood of not only residents of Amherst, but within the general community. I think that there's a preconceived notion that you have to live in Amherst to frequent our center. Of course, if you live in Amherst, it's a one-time fee. But residents of all over can join the center, and they just pay an annual fee. But they have all the benefits that a resident living in Amherst would.
So come on over, right? This is great. And you have actually been a senior service organization since 1962?
Yes.
And you have been growing and growing and growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I understand you added 500 new members just last year?
Yep, we're hoping to hit 10,000 in the year 2019.
That's amazing.
We're very excited for that milestone.
You're doing a lot right.
Thank you.
And, you know, as we've talked about on this show, is that if we're lucky in life, you get to be a senior for a long time. We talk about the leading edge seniors, our freshman seniors, from age 55 to maybe 64. Then what you call the silent generation, 65 to 84.
Yes.
And then 85 plus, the GI generation. Silent generation, what does that mean?
You know, they don't have as many needs. They might not be as vocal, but they still need services, and they still need to companionship and, you know, activities, both mentally and physically.
And this is what the Amherst Center for Senior Services is all about. You provide it all. Melissa, the center assists approximately 700 older adults on a daily basis, providing many services. Let's talk about the services.
Yeah, we have our lunch program Monday through Friday at noon. That is the Erie County Lunch Program. You just have to come into the center, you know, have a reservation. It's a $3 voluntary contribution. We turn nobody away if they can't afford it. We just need a reservation. We have a number of activities that go on. We have over 40 programs a month. We have over 50 classes a trimester. We have over 40 clubs. So, we have many volunteer experiences as well. We have about 1,500 volunteers in the community. If it wasn't for our volunteers, we couldn't operate our center. It's a 53,000-square-foot building. So I don't like people to be intimidated when we say 700 people come into our building every day. But it is a good-sized building with the amount of things that we have to offer. The classes are fantastic. So, you know, coming in for those, if they're an Amherst resident, we try not to turn anybody away, so we don't want cost to be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
But all the class costs are pretty low as well. You know, we're not pricing them out of the realm for
and
a possibility.
And Melissa, I'm holding your booklet
of
classes.
Yeah, fantastic.
Did you hear me flip the pages? This is how many classes there are.
Yeah.
This is amazing. You have something for everyone.
Yeah. And now, usually we say if we don't have it, we try to find it for them, you know, whatever we can do. We're always looking for new innovative ideas, you know, trying to really be, you know, out there ahead of the game, you know, so that, you know, we can make sure that we're offering something for everybody. It's a little difficult, sometimes a challenge on our part to offer something for an 85-year-old and a 55-year-old, but we really rely on those volunteers and our members.
But you do. In fact, the booklet is called The Summer Class Catalog for 2019, Lifelong Learning. Mm-hmm. I love that because really that's, we're so blessed to be able to live to these years. And this is where you might have time now to live your passion. Mm-hmm. So this is fantastic. And this is what we're talking about today with the Amherst Center for Senior Services. So much is available. Now, Angela, let's talk about the fact that there's a lot of folks who don't come out to senior centers. And what happens if they don't? They can face a lot of isolation and loneliness. And that's bad for them. That's bad for them physically and mentally.
Absolutely. And we have a couple programs that we've engaged in, Senior Center on the Move one in particular, where we try and take what we're doing at the center out in the community, try to address some of those barriers, what's holding them back from coming into the center, and actually head on tackling them through my department, maybe some arrangements with transportation, some financial need, some things of that nature. The goal is to get them in the center.
Right.
But if they can't get into the center, we offer them some additional programming and service.
Now, Angela, that has to be very gratifying when when you get it to work, right?
Absolutely.
You probably see a physical change in someone.
We do. We do. We've seen it. We've done a couple of senior centers on the move last year and seen some of those members that had not previously been taking advantage of our center coming into the center with a few arrangements and strings pulled in transportation, some vouchers or maybe some assistance financially, coming in the center and joining and engaging in some of the classes and helping them with fee waivers where they can afford it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Angela, also, there's also benefits and services that spotlight social work caregiving. It seems like you take care of the caregiver as well.
Absolutely. All the psychosocial needs of our members, no matter what generation they are, there's some type of need. Mm-hmm. They come in young and vibrant, and by the end they're looking, caring for some parents, or the parents are needing to care for the children,
right,
vice versa. But we're there to help them along the way, and we have a support group that meets monthly to help them with that.
That's fantastic. Christine, are you open every day?
We are open 5 days a week,
unless we
have special events. We try and stay open on Wednesday evenings, too, for some events, and every once in a while a Saturday when we have something going on.
Can you come 5 days a week?
You sure can.
Oh, I love it.
8:30 to 4:30.
Yeah. I love it. And where are you? Well, you're at 370 John James Audubon Parkway, near the library, and more importantly, near the Amherst Police. Yep. Just say that, okay? Because you feel very safe when you're there. If there's something that we're talking about, if you have questions about the Amherst Center for Senior Services, please give them a call at 636-3050, or you can go online at amherst.ny.us. And of course, you can always find out more about our guests through seniorradiobuffalo.com. And we're here on WBEN this morning talking with our lovely guests about all the things that they offer at the Amherst Center for Senior Services. And thanks to Independent Health, we're going to be hearing about a lot of our senior centers around Western New York, over 50 in Erie County alone. But the Amherst Center for Senior Services, I'm telling you, you folks are rocking. I mean, I am looking at this incredible brochure, Qi Kung and Tai Chi, chair exercise. These are the classes they've got. Stretch, guitar lessons, ukulele sing-along, home arts, knitting, crochet. And I guess if someone has a suggestion, you'll throw it in here too, right?
We absolutely will.
If we can offer it, we definitely would.
I see ballroom dancing. A lot of fun.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a lot of fun here, plus a lot of good information about what people might be looking for, about living options and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people pre-retirement, you know, had dreams and endeavors that they wanted to do, but they simply didn't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now's the time. It's a new chapter in your life. And you can do the things that you've always wanted to do, whether it be a French class or maybe get in shape.
Yoga.
Ooh, yoga. Yeah. Pickleball is getting very big in our area.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pickleball. It's almost like a real-life table tennis.
Yes.
But standing.
Absolutely.
There,
they can play all
table.
Day, every day.
They do. Absolutely. Yeah. People love it. Yeah. I love that game, pickleball. Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. And you have a nice oversized paddle,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is good for me.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun and a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
And isn't that what life is all about?
Exactly.
It's enjoying it, meeting new people. A lot of people are alone by the time they get up into their senior years. But here you don't have to be lonely.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, a lot of times we refer to it as like their encore career, you know, and our hashtag really is, you know, come discover what's next, you know, what's out there for you.
Yeah, whether you're playing cards or, you know, whether you're just really discussing current events, it looks like you really try to address everything for all of those decades of your senior years.
Yeah, and you're never too old to make new friends, too. I think a lot of times people have had lifelong friendships or relationships, and people have moved away or things like that, but it's never too late, you know, to meet people with a similar interest and, you know, have fun.
And if you're finding that you do have time on your hands, well, then you know what? Sometimes that's associated to loneliness, and sometimes the kinds of things that I'm sure, Angela, you see, a bit of depression.
Absolutely.
After that, and then that brings on perhaps anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking with Dr. Guttadauria not too long ago, who was saying that a lot of people start to isolate themselves from conversations, basically because they can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of addressing that, they just kind of become not the person that's being spoken to at the dinner table anymore. And that begins kind of a downward slide.
Right.
And it doesn't have to happen. We're here to tell people.
We're in an advantage where we can, where we're able to engage them, find a new purpose, re-engage them into what we call re-engagement to their life.
Wow.
And we're advantaged where we have that office right in the center where they can come in and do a couple chats and we can start linking.
Yeah, because you might notice that, you know, mom, dad, or your aunt, uncle, maybe negative health effects, isolation, loneliness, and when you think about it, is it because they are by themselves at home? And if that's the case, think about what these wonderful senior centers like the Amherst Center for Senior Services can offer you. It's amazing. Plus, when you're around other people, if there were to be something like a bit of, well, the onset of Alzheimer's or dementia, you have people who would notice this now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can jump on that early.
Myself and the other social caseworker, we're both certified in dementia practitioning.
Yeah. See?
So we are able to do a brief assessment and to get them the referral where they need to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a big help. That's a big help. Because, you know, some people who I'm sure come to the Amherst Center for Senior Services, maybe a lot of their family's out of town.
Yeah.
So they're not seeing the day-to-day progression for someone.
And then people automatically think that it's Alzheimer's, and there's so many cognitive you know, discrepancies that can be addressed sometimes without medication or just engagement.
You ladies are something else. And again, we want to thank the Independent Health Group for our Senior Center segments. Today we are talking with the Amherst Center for Senior Services. They have so much to offer. What you want to do is give them a buzz at 636-3050 or look for them in the phone book under Amherst, all right? Town of Amherst, you're going to find all the services. Or log on to amherst.ny.us. We want to thank Christina, Melissa, and Angela from the Amherst Center for Senior Services. I'm Linda Pellegrino. You are listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, an educational show where we have a little fun along the way. Well, we'll take a break and be right back.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
At Independent Health, we're here to make Medicare easier, no matter what retirement looks like for you. Our experienced red shirts will meet with you one-on-one at our conveniently located Medicare information centers. Here, we'll help you understand all of your options and make sure you're in the plan that's right for you so you can enjoy retirement your way. That's the red shirt treatment. Visit independenthealth.com/Medicare.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
How would you like to lose 20 to 45 pounds in as little as 6 to 8 weeks? Are you tired of all the expensive fad diets, drinking shakes, eating unhealthy processed food, producing little to no real results? Then you must try Slender Life Metabolic Weight Loss. Slender Life is new to Buffalo and the affordable answer to losing weight and keeping it off. Don't procrastinate. Call now, 913-1569. That's 913-1569. Or message us at buffaloslenderlife.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Good morning once again, everybody. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and I'm thrilled to be bringing you news you can use for a good, healthy life in Western New York. You know, we talk about a lot of things on this show. We talk about your health. We talk about how you're living. We talk about services that are available here in Western New York. I'm going to tell you about another trip that's coming up in October. That might put a smile on your face. But the biggest smile I get is when I know we can pass on really, really good information that gives you clarity, I would say, for your mental health. And this morning, we're going to do just that. Local psychologist Dr. Amy Beth Taubley is in the house. We've enjoyed her company on morning television for years and years. And we're just so thrilled to have you in the studio here at WBEN for now, Senior Radio. And because this topic isn't just for the senior population, this topic is for everybody. And pretty much everything that you talk about can be really for everybody. We are talking about the holidays. We're also talking about the holidays when others around you are not celebrating, so to speak. They're not in the mood. They're not in a position. They're just not doing it. What happens to that holiday?
You know, what happens to that holiday, or I guess I should word it, what happens to your holiday when there are people around you that act in that manner is totally up to you.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot control other people's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
What we can do is we can control the impact other people's behavior has on us. So if you are having this glorious holiday celebration and there's a couple of people around who are really gloomy gusses, people who have a face, as they say, or who just sit in the corner, or who try to start things.
And we're not talking about people who might have an issue where they're depressed. We're talking about people who, like you say, they're going to have a face because they had to come. They're always talking about somebody that you have there. You know what I mean? That problem relative,
you know,
that you know has to show up every year.
And there are people in this world who enjoy being unhappy.
There you go.
And you know what? If that's their thing, God bless them. But what you have to do is ensure that their unhappiness does not rub off on you.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Well, what you do is, first of all, you don't try to change them. You don't try to convert them. Come on.
Right, right.
What if you had another piece of turkey? You don't want turkey? How about ham? Mm-hmm. You don't want ham? You know, because you need to recognize, number one, it's not your responsibility to change them.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it's just going to be beating your head against the wall.
Right.
Because you're not able to change them. So you need to recognize that. Relinquish responsibility for how they feel. And you know something? Once you do that, number one, and number two, you convince yourself that they are the way they are because they're the way they are,
mm-hmm.
and it has nothing to do with you.
And chances are the whole room knows it.
Of course. So you relinquish responsibility, you stop personalizing, and you know what? Your day is perfectly fine.
Right. Just kind of work around them.
Work around them.
Yeah.
And let them be who they are.
Yeah, because you know what to expect. You know that no matter what you give them, they're not going to like it. They're just that kind of person. They're just contrary. Let's put it that way. You're a contrary
person. And you
know,
on some level, they have every right to be that way.
Yeah, true.
Because we don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it would be much nicer if they were that way away from us.
Right.
But it's the reality of it. That's who they are. Accept them for who they are. Accept the fact that you can change them.
Yeah.
And accept the fact that chances are it has nothing at all to do with you.
And understand, too, that's the way of the world. I mean, when you talk about the holidays, the first thing people look at you and say, family, then the eyebrows go up. Everybody's got somebody around the table that you just go, okay, roll the eyes. Because, you know, I mean, this is Uncle Fred, you know, he's coming in again. And, you know, their relatives, their family, and you just hope that it doesn't get serious in any way.
Well, you know, there is another option, and I don't want to have the walls crash down on me, but why invite them?
True.
Keep in mind, there are no rules.
Right.
As to who you invite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perfectly fine to say to this person, I'm having this gathering. I know you don't tend to like things like this. You know you're always welcome, but please don't feel obligated to come if you don't want to.
Now,
give them permission not to come.
Well, we've talked about the goofy uncle, but what about it's somebody who always brings issues with them? Let's say you know this person is going to drink too much and mm-hmm. be a problem by the end of the night.
Then what I would do is have a gathering without alcohol. Now the question is, why should we ruin it for everybody else? But you know, if alcohol is what makes your party, you've got a problem.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So again, we don't need the alcohol.
Yeah.
Most people who drink too much and cause trouble, unfortunately though, will cause trouble whether they drink too much or not.
You know, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. Some people use that as an excuse to get attention, yeah. to be, you know, to get their voice heard. But yeah, if it wasn't that, they would find another
way
to express themselves. Yeah.
And then again, I go back to my last comment. Talk to them when you do the invites.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're more than welcome, but you don't seem to have a very good time.
Yeah.
Please don't feel obligated.
Yeah. That is such good wisdom. I'm telling you, because I think we're so expected to, you know, the 12 days of Christmas, to love it from the day one until all the way past New Year's. And first of all, it's exhausting. It takes a lot of money, you know, to get through the holidays. There's a lot of expectations. Will I get somebody the perfect gift? Will I make the perfect meal? There's just a lot going on. You know?
And you know, last month I did a segment here. It was one of Joe Chili's last segments. On holiday expectations.
Ah.
And you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
And if we look at things very objectively, if it weren't for expectations around the holidays, we wouldn't have any problems.
Yeah, you're right.
We would not have any difficulties. Mm-hmm. We would not have any stress.
You're absolutely right, because there's expectations with every single thing about the holidays. If we just remember what the holiday is supposed to be about,
yes,
in your heart, we'd be fine. We'd be fine. But
we're so far past that, aren't we?
I know we are. It's just crazy. I'm talking with Dr. Amy Beth Taubley, local psychologist. I just enjoy every time she comes in. Now, listen, if you're finding that you're nodding your head, you're listening to this show, and yeah, I got someone like that. I know this is ahead of me for this holiday. You can log on to dramybeth.com. She'll listen to you on an email. She'll listen to you when you log on. And if you find that maybe it's time to come in and have a chat yourself, you may want to call her office number. It's 834-1505. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and this is Senior Radio Buffalo. And once again, we just want to remind you, if you'd like to take a sunny vacation to Italy and call that your holiday gift, guess what? That's where we're going for our next VIP Tour Club trip. That's coming up next October. But if you'd like more information, you can just go ahead and call Go Ahead Tours at 1-800-438-7672. And Dr. Amy Beth, the kinds of things that she talks about, also you can find that on our website here at seniorradiobuffalo.com. We are talking about the holidays. And the holidays, some people will tell you it's my favorite time of the year, and other people will tell you this is the worst time of the year. But we hope that we've gotten through it a little bit for you. And the most important words that Dr. Amy says is, look, they're your feelings. You have every right to them. And that's what's important. Thank you for being with us today.
Always a pleasure.
Dr. Amy Beth Taubleib here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.